in your package, I did, provide two basic cheat sheets, I guess. One was for a revamped terms of reference for a special events advisory committee, aptly named Events Liverpool, and a strategy brief that just basically, you know, chunked down what in the end is about 25, 30 pages of actual strategy. You got the first 12.
Steve, on page 8 of that handle, third paragraph up.
Okay, just a second. Page 8.
Not page 8, not the handle. And it's under the title of Creation of an Infrastructure Legacy Fund, 20% of
yep.
surplus. Mm-hmm. So I guess the question I have, if we do an event, we make, as an example, $5,000 in the bar,
mm-hmm.
we would keep 1,000 of that in that 20% legacy that we're going to create. What about the ice rental? Would we take 20% of the ice rental, or would that be not classified
no.
as surplus?
No, no, I wouldn't think. I would not think. But that infrastructure legacy fund, too, just does not just actually just refer to anything that RQM would do. Just under the RQM sort of piece there. You know, let's say to Curling, for instance, that the region put substantial dollars into, $50,000, right? And the Curling, you know, will have a legacy provision at the end, and, you know, a certain amount of dollars and cents that maybe would be headed to the next, doing the next event, but within the terms and conditions of being able to help leverage and enable organizations to host events, we could also be asking for not maybe up to 20%, but it could be a 10% kickback into our own event investment fund to build it going forward.
So to refine my question a little more, that first sentence, all future events held at Queens Place Mirror Center and hosted by the municipality or rented to external users shall require 20%. So if you're saying it's not a set 20, it could be, but it would be applicable to those different types of
could be. Obviously, it would be an agreed upon amount, agreed upon percentage. If it was an external, you know, rentor, et cetera, such as the World Junior Curling holding it at Queens Place.
Okay. Well, we're just
yeah.
trying to understand.
Yeah.
Any other councillor have a question or comment? Councillor Johnson?
Are you suggesting through this document that an event advisory committee, is that going to be a name change for Events Liverpool, or are you going to continue with the name Events Liverpool?
We would continue to use Events Liverpool as the brand of it, yep.
And the part about the levy, I really think that in your rewrite of the draft,
mm-hmm.
you probably should take out that last statement. It's pretty obvious that if we don't do it through a levy, we have to do it through the tax base. But I don't think that's a very positive statement that taxpayers in the region of Queens, yeah, we know that. We don't need this.
Where exactly, where are you from here?
Accommodation marketing levy.
Yeah.
You said we are not going to pursue it at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, local residents will be expected to continue. I don't think that necessarily needs to be in there. That's only my opinion. So.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I have for you is with this whole strategy.
Yeah.
I don't think you care for the name Events Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
Why? But the other thing is what are we doing from what we heard this morning to help the RCMP and the North Queens Fair Association attract that musical ride?
Well, certainly the musical ride piece has flared up quite by surprise this morning.
Yeah.
Actually, online, there was a form to fill out and et cetera that had been done months and months ago. You can get a result and get back at it. But as you know, as far as we have the Community Investment Fund and the Events Investment Fund out there, and any community member is welcome to host events, do events, and apply for funding towards those events.
And I'm not necessarily thinking about funding, I'm thinking about capacity and helping organize and maybe do a little something different than we did 4 years ago when they were there before, and just kind of boost the event.
We'll flush that one out in particular. Oh, that definitely can, you know, we can reach out and, you know, talk to the RCMP Musical Ride folks, and there was likely a host committee at that time. I'm not quite sure.
I know
to be involved.
I know any assistance in boosting that relationship with the North Queens Fair Group.
Mm-hmm.
And if we make it positive this time, they seem to be pretty keen about coming back, which fits hand in glove with this whole strategy.
Yeah, no, I heard it this morning. I'm certainly going to go out and ask questions. I mean, I've actually over the last, I don't know, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, had a number discussions with a number inquiring discussions with a number of event organizers out there, more so local right now, and getting feedback and just chewing back and forth some ideas and things and getting some intel. And where I am out on the street a lot, yes, locally here, I hear a lot, and I'm getting some good vibes from some very innovative folks that have opened businesses up in this community on Main Street especially, and really, really keen with the feedback that's coming. Like, there's real momentum, right? So, you know, we'll go back and do another draft, and hopefully we'll submit the last 7 pages, and it'll come to you, and hopefully, you know, we can combine it with, you know, the branding project, etc., and get something rolling. Because, you know, the more we sit on the successes of late, it goes away pretty quick. You're just history. Yes, you know, it's yesterday's news. So.
Any other questions or comments of councilors? Councilor McLeod?
Steve, I just have a question about the Liverpool event.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that there has been discussion about not being a municipal driven event, but mm-hmm. a individual events. Liverpool will be going out and securing and looking for events. What connection do they have with our municipality?
So first of all, right now, what exists under the Susquehanna Chamber of Commerce is basically a defunct committee that hasn't functioned for years, Events Liverpool.
Yes.
So, you know, it's a good brand. It's a good brand to hook to.
Yeah.
And it's really a special events advisory committee that would be able to help advise on some particular events that we feel that we need some, you know, broader vision on, to help assist some other folks in encouraging them.
So how does that change your role in events planning?
It's the ear. It's the official ear. It's an extra ear.
But you're
right?
Still involved in the capacity that you're doing now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't create the event and host the event. And,
no.
And there's that misconception out there sometimes, right?
Yes.
A lot of times people need, you know, they need lots of fresh eyes and confidence and some help and direction to move ahead and those types of things, right?
And
it's the community. What's
back
that?
Into that public engagement again.
Yeah, and it's
and
the community that takes the risk, so to speak, right? It really does. And so, you know, over time, with a strategy like this, I mean, there's other areas that have done it. If you can build some even more strength, right, and you can really ramp things up, right? I mean, so right now the question is, you know, it's not always, and again, I made the point, the smallest of events are often the greatest economic impact things. Smaller more often can sometimes trump 2 weeks at a time, right? But, you know, certainly, you know, to deliver the message of Queens across Canada and the world, you do need those larger events to keep things going, and it's challenging for just local folks to get a group together, take the risk of doing something that's, you know, $200,000 to $500,000, right?
So if the Brooklyn Marina wanted to organize a big sailing event, because we have one of the best sailors in Dr. Woodford here, who has recognized.
Mm-hmm.
So they could work with the Yes Liverpool and the Chamber, under the Chamber of Commerce?
No, we'd do, no.
You'd do the opposite?
No, they're, yeah, that would be gone. And it would be just, you know, our special event advisory committee.
Okay.
Right? Like.
So they.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying the advisory committee's gonna be there the whole time during an event, or a lead up 2 years to an event.
No, but event planning or concept.
Yep, and there's all kinds. Look, if we could centralize all the tools and everything for folks in Queens, I mean, I'm sure everybody would copy what we're doing, but, you know, we're small, you know, 10,000, 11,000. But geez, we do a lot within 11,000 folks. Holy crap. Like when you really look at it. So everybody just needs to be heard and try and find a way. Or, yeah. Be aggressive. I'm sure Brian's going to bring a $750,000 event soon. Yeah.
For sure.
But it's a framework. It's a start.
So who would they contact if they had an event at Brooklyn Arena?
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that one could be held here, which they had in the past, but they didn't have the capacity to do it. Would they go contact you first?
Well, they could go do it, and they could come here without, they don't have to talk to me, and propose and ask and do, but we'd certainly, you know, have an ear open. Certainly be interested. And I, you know, I'm out there looking, I look at, you know, there's lots of events that are around, right? We're talking more majors, medium to majors, but it's, do you have the capacity, right? I mean, you know, we have to look at time of year, although this strategy's for the citizens of Queens 365 days a year. It's not limited to shoulder seasons or whatever, but, you know, do we have all the services? Do we have the, obviously, accommodations if we're doing longer events? What else is going on? We heard about, you know, the power project's going to go on. Is that going to start limiting some of the hotel availability going forward in the next 2 years? We don't know, right? I mean, I don't have that answer today. That, all those things will affect events if they can be held here on a major scale, which may fit perfectly with what we talk about, reinventing some of our, not reinventing, but, you know, a little more focus on some of the smaller, more often events that we do have here at Queens that don't have a prerequisite for 300 hotel rooms and those types of things.
Not the bums and bad approach.
Not always that, with that in mind. But it's going to be challenging, and we're going to have to partner with other communities to do the most major of events going forward based on facility sizes and you name it. We want to keep the bar to move.
Okay.
It's a really exciting opportunity.
Thank you very much, Steve. Very
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is 14.2, Council Implementation Report. It's circulated to everyone.
Thanks very much.
Any questions
yes,
on that as it was circulated? I'm sure everyone's had a chance to read that since last week. Okay, so if there's no questions on that one, then a motion to go in camera would be in order. Moved by Councilor Fisk, seconded by Councilor Craig. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Yes.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. We are now in camera, and we will take a 5-minute recess.